7 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Your immune system is strong, yes or no?
Not today.
Keep your immune system strong all year long. Richie needs to get on to Allimmune.
I just got some.
You said you have it on your desk.
I just got it yesterday on my desk. And
his desk doesn't have a cold, by the way.
Right, my desk is very safe and secure today.
So if you're at DougSteffen.com, right-hand side of the homepage, you'll see a big box with the Allimmune logo on it. And you click on that, and it instructs you on how to keep your immune system strong all year long. So you don't sound like Richie when you get into the sniffly season. You can arm your immune system, and you can try it free, which is very cool. I think that's one of the things that I like most about this, the idea that the folks who have prepared Allimmune have worked on it. You can go to the website, you can call that phone number that's there, and you'll get credit for a month. Free month of Allimmune to build up your immune system. All right, you can also go to 57more.com to get your 1 month's free of Allimmune so you don't sound like Richie during the cold and flu season, which is tough now. The East Coast getting battered.
Yeah.
Richie is in Washington today. The storm.
It's 18 degrees last week. It's 67 degrees yesterday. Yep. It's 35 degrees now.
Where Roberta is in New York and also Dr. Joy Brown, it's cold. The same kind of conditions as going to be like that for the next day.
But it's cruel is what it is. It's cruel because yesterday it was near 60 degrees, and now it's going to go back below freezing. I mean, it's not fair.
Yeah.
So either keep it 60 or keep it below freezing. Don't tease us.
There should be a law.
They're playing with our emotions.
That's right. Exactly. Talk to
Joy
about that. Right.
Well, I've decided that global warming is kind of like Tinkerbell. And if we clap a lot, maybe global warming will come back and we'll all be okay. We badmouthed this whole thing. We did it. We played it wrong. Clearly, it's our fault.
It happens frequently. Dr. Joy Brown is with us on the Good Day program. This is Beyond Good Day. And say it again, Doug. This is Beyond Good Day, actually. Joy has a feature on her program, which airs around the country from noon to 3 on a lot of great radio stations that carry this program. And one of the things that I like about any discussion of problems is figuring out how to fix the problem. So I thought I would start, actually, in terms of where we are. This movie, you're a great movie buff. You go to the movies all the time, do a lot of movie reviews on your program. And so this spate of violent movies that is part of the, has been a part of our landscape in this country for a long time. If you look at the story at DougSteffen.com today, the heralding of the new Sylvester Stallone movie, Bullet to the Head, there actually were 9 out of the 11 movies released since the start of the year, rated R. The top 10 films, 8 had an R rating last weekend, which means that youngsters under 17 have to be accompanied by an adult. There are a lot of people who are concerned, a lot of Hollywood executives are concerned about the apparently the recoil. When you look at this thing, Gangster Squad, you saw that, horrible. Parker, Broken City, what was the other movie that was out that I went to see? Arnold Schwarzenegger. Whenever I see Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think of you. I don't know whether that's too inside a story.
Is that a compliment?
No.
Right.
No matter how you look at it, it's not a compliment.
All right. So, but you told the story on the air when the whole business came up of his fathering this child. And I don't mind, for those who didn't know the story, for you to repeat it before we try to talk about the fact that the movie industry is broken and maybe how to fix it. But you can tell your Arnold story. It's okay. If you want to.
Thanks,
you don't want
Dougie.
To.
All right.
Well, if you don't want to, don't.
No, he's already teased about it, so it's going to be it'd be worse if I don't. The story was, it was actually before the father of the child. It was when he was running for governor. There were two young women who were of color who came out and said that he'd made a pass at them, and he was horrible. He said no, they were just trying to, you know, to cash in on him. And I've known Arnold for years, and when he was, before he was governor, before he was the Terminator, he was a bodybuilder, and he had a book out, and he also had a PBS show about bodybuilding. And he came, when I first started in broadcast, it was a brand new broadcaster, he came and I interviewed him. And during the interview, he was underneath the desk playing with my knees. And I admit I have cute knees, but come on. And then he left his wallet behind. And I had my my producer call to say his wallet, you know, to come pick up his wallet. He said, no, there was a black American Express card in it, and could I bring it, could I bring it to his hotel? And he made this, you know, he implored me. So at least the only thing that I was smart enough to do was I went and picked up my daughter first. And so we walked, because her school wasn't very far from where he was staying. So I picked up my daughter, walked over, called from the lobby and said, come down and pick up. Here, I've got your card, your wallet. Come down and pick it up. He said, no, I'm waiting for a phone call. Can you bring it to the room? An idiot girl, instead of saying, are you out of your mind, brought it upstairs, holding my daughter's hand. He comes to the door with nothing on except a pair of skin-tight jeans that are mostly undone, sprayed on, and said, lose the kid. And I said, here's your wallet. Goodbye. And we said, I've got strawberries and I've got champagne. And I said, here's your wallet. Goodbye. So,
that's
story,
funny.
Not very interesting. However, when the story came out about these two young women, I said, Arnold is seductive. He may not view himself as seductive, but this is he does this. This is how he relates to women. And these women are not lying. And I got nailed for it. I got Bill O'Reilly, everybody else. Oh, you're just trying to cash in. And so then when the father, you know, I said, this is not the man who appears to be. And, it may be unintentional, but it can be easily misinterpreted. Guys have to be careful about this. And he's in a position of such power that he has to curb this. And he's got daughters. And I got nailed. Oh, you're trying to cash in. What a horrible person. And I said, I have nothing to gain from this. Nothing. And I'm not stupid. I just felt like somebody had to protect these poor women who were being, you know, called sluts and opportunists. And I knew Arnold, so I knew it was okay. I knew it was true. And sure. Then when the father and the child came out, yes.
Not everybody knew you were right.
Yeah.
What is it about men in powerful positions, all right? Some men, I should say, qualify that. I mean, you look at your Bill Clinton, you look at your JFKs, you look at your Arnold Schwarzeneggers.
Elliot Spitzer, we've got in
Tiger Woods.
I think it's a sense of entitlement. I think men in position of power, first of all, are surrounded by people who tell them how wonderful they are and how powerful they are, and they have the sense that they
There's
are
no reality.
The rules. They're above the law.
Right.
And when it comes, and, you know, I mean, the thing, the joke was with Bill Clinton, and he's the most powerful man in the world. If, you know, if he can't do it, nobody can. And it was really interesting because women got it. Women, you know, did not really turn on Clinton particularly. Men were furious with him, thinking, you know, you were it for all of us.
Right, exactly.
Thanks, Rich. So, yeah, I think the idea of the arrogance of power.
Yeah.
Rich, this is not good for your immune system to have this discussion.
Hey, listen. I live in a realistic world, okay? I'm married. My wife keeps me grounded. And I remember what it was like to walk down the street or walk into a bar and say hi to somebody and get ignored. These guys don't remember that. Or they're told that somebody is wrong with the person that ignored them. They must be crazy. So all sense of reality is gone.
Think, you know, that power is an aphrodisiac. You know who said that? Henry Kissinger, who was not exactly a stud muffin. It naturally curly scalp.
I guess I now know why I get ignored when I walk into some places. That's I was going to have you talk about the movie industry. Give us 60 seconds before we run out of time on what you think is going to be done or needs to be done to fix the movie business, because the box office this month is bad, bad, bad.
Well, but that's what I was going to say, Doug, is that I think you're right that Hollywood hasn't quite got up with the fact America doesn't think it's cute anymore. But all those movies tanked. tanked. That Hansel and Gretel, which is still violent, but at least it's a bow and arrow, was the number one movie. It's not a very good movie, but all those movies that you're talking about tanked. They did terribly. So I think Hollywood won't understand the changing mentality, but they'll understand the changing box office. There'll be less of them. They're not working. Nobody wants to go see them.
I saw a movie the other night on the plane. I think it's the latest Clint Eastwood movie with that delightful Amy Adams. My God.
The baseball one.
What a great movie. Wonderful.
You know, that movie didn't do very well at the box office either.
No, and it's a great movie. It really is a wonderful movie. It's what I go to the movies to see. I mean, once in a while I go see a shoot 'em up, but that movie was just really. She's so attractive and adorable.
Let me just tell you about a cute movie that I went to kicking and screaming. It's called Warm Bodies. It comes out this weekend. The opening scene is the kid from About a Boy. Remember Hugh Grant, like 10 years ago? The kid is saying, "You know, I have terrible posture and I'm pale and girls ignored me. You'd think I'm a typical adolescent, but I'm not. I'm a zombie." Zombie movies enjoy nothing. It is adorable. It is so cute. It is just the kind of movie you're looking for.
Really?
Sweet. Maybe not.
Sweet zombie movies. All right, we'll take it.
I know!
Thank you. Dr. Joy Brown here with us, helping things get better on Good Day. Here's something now. We've had the conversation about Arnold, so I'll give this a general boost here, Richie, because boosting free testosterone in your system, yours being Rich or mine or any man, is important because it enhances your ability to exercise, to be stronger, if you will. Muscle mass is important. Testosterone gets a bad rap because, well, it's been footballed around a lot, pardon the use of the term football, but because people have used the illegal side of this, there's a product that's all natural called T-Gen, has Nitro Boost in it. Your body, men, as you get older, needs the T-Gen, needs the Nitro Boost in order for you to have maximized performance no matter what it is that you're trying to do. You need improved blood flow, and the T-Gen is good for your testosterone. Nitro Boost gets your body moving because the blood is flowing better. It's a great combination. It's safe, and it's approved. Ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise the free testosterone level, and at the same time, boosting nitric oxide in your body where you need it and when you need it. Call this number right now, if you will, please, 800-631-6443. It's an exciting product, and you get exciting results with T-Gen. Nitro Boost is in there. I'll tell you, when you call that number, 800-631-6443, you're going to give you a special deal. Mention Doug Steffen, and you get T-Gen with Nitro Boost for half price. It's great for your libido, better performance all the way around if you're an exerciser or an athlete, 50% off, 90-day money-back guarantee. All of it together means great stuff for you being and actually doing better all the way around physically. You need to call this number now, 800-631-6443.
Chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people. Uh-huh. It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries. in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
And change after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's beyond Good Day with stories from all of us, including Jennifer. Are you bringing us back to doll time?
No, actually, this is all about technology and about a new app that is quite controversial, and Apple's getting into a little bit of trouble for even offering it. They have a zero-tolerance policy for apps that contain nudity, and they're really quick to shut down anything that promotes violence against women. But
this
there's
is Facebook?
This is an app.
Apple.
Yeah, Apple.
Oh, Apple.
Yeah.
Okay.
And their apps.
So this is a new app that's out called the Boyfriend Trainer, which I thought, hey, doesn't sound so bad. But apparently, it encourages girls to abuse their significant other. Oh, and Apple has not taken it down. Now, if it were the other way around, things would have been gone.
Right.
It's available in both the App Store for Apple and on the Android market.
What's it called? The Boyfriend Trainer?
The Boyfriend Trainer. And it lets players slap, electrocute, or mace a virtual boyfriend for what most people would call minor transgressions. This includes drinking their girlfriend's drink or leaving his shirt on the ground. I don't mean to laugh.
Hey, let's see what happens with underwear on the ground.
The game's description says, quote, crack that whip and teach your guy a thing or two about being the perfect boyfriend. When scolding doesn't work, just zap him, whack him, and train him to be your ideal man.
It's got 2.5 stars. Gotta love the idiots that popped on here rating this one star, complaining and blah, blah, blah about this app. It's great.
Love it.
It's all cartoons, so it's not like it's real. But
this is absolutely shocking. Not only extremely abusive and wrong, but it's teaching girls that this kind of behavior is okay. These are some of the ratings, the one star ratings.
It's funny because this is a new like a new phenomenon I think in society.
All right, so it's an Apple app. Who produced it?
You know, I don't
know. The developer
Games to Win, I think maybe.
Yeah, Games to Win.
It's all cartoonish, but there's no actual violence. What's shown is really rough. Okay, so when the boyfriend eyes another girl at what looks like it's a prom or some other formal dance, the girlfriend whips out a can of mace and sprays it into the guy's eyes as surrounding dancers laugh at his misfortune. The game is rated for players age 4 and up, and also includes pithy advice as players begin
four
each level.
And up.
Four and up?
Yeah, each level starts with a piece of advice. Girlfriends don't like their boyfriends to look at other girls, it instructs. About time he got the message, slap him silly. Yeah, it's supposed to be advocating girl power, but this is not necessarily flattering for boys and girls.
Where they're driving down the road, and she has, you know, like the dog catcher uses.
She has a collar around his neck.
A collar around his neck. It's the same thing where they. Yeah.
She has him on a leash.
Yeah.
Really?
This
Does
company
it have the studs games, on the collar?
No, but it could. This game is developed, we said, by Games to Win. It's in a, it's in Mumbai, and it
it's
I guess.
Bombay.
Is it Mumbai? I would say Mumbai.
Mumbai.
It's Mumbai.
It's
Mumbai.
She's saying it is Bombay. Yeah.
Yeah. What? It's India. It's in Bombay, it's India. India is now called Mumbai. The same as Istanbul
Mumbai.
Used to be Constantinople.
Right.
It's, you're not getting it. Never mind. Keep going.
Okay.
She's trying to tell you the old name of the city before it became Mumbai was Bombay.
Oh, Bombay.
Right. Some people may not know what
you were
Mumbai
saying
is.
Mumbai. Right. And I was like, no, it's not.
No,
okay, sorry. I missed the
That's a perfect example. What a wonderful example of how cultural. There's an next generation person talking to a baby boomer.
No, I thought she said I was pronouncing it wrong. I wasn't.
No, don't make excuses. This is not a criticism anyway. It just is a reality check as to what
I'm
gonna people.
You in the eyes.
No, it's like Beijing and Peking. How many people know that Beijing in our lifetime used to be called Peking?
I know
because that's
done.
The way.
Here's,
but
here's another app I'm just seeing called Guy Facts. Tons of true and fun facts and secrets about guys you've always wanted to know, ladies.
So, yeah,
like what?
This free app will tell you about all the interesting, weird, odd, fun, mysterious, charming, intriguing, and exciting things about guys. I don't know. I didn't download it. Save your favorite guy facts.
Wherever this company is based, Mumbai, they also have naughty college dorm and baby daycare, which is kind of funny.
It's 28 pounds.
Hi, this is Bobby Lyons with today's Carfanic Minute. Pow! Zap! Yikes! No, this isn't a preview of an electrifying Batman movie, but I do have some shocking news. Static shock, that is. When I come back, I'll tell you.
Fortune 500 companies choose Royal Purple lubricants to protect and improve the performance of their multi-million-dollar equipment. The same high-performance technology is also available for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or ATV. Royal Purple enhances performance and provides superior protection for anything wrapped in metal. Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms. For independent tests and endorsements that document Royal Purple benefits, go to royalpurple.com. That's royalpurple.com.
Do you know winter's shocking menage a trois? Cold temperatures, dry air, and woolen coats. This trio can give you quite a charge. Yes, static electricity is created when clothes, especially wool, rub against your car's upholstery, particularly in cold, dry conditions. There are probably better ways to shake winter's doldrums than being on the receiving end of the 25,000 volts produced by static shock. So when sliding out of your car, ground yourself by keeping your hand on the metal door until your foot touches the pavement. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
On. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our name.
We chasing out the
I don't think
who's that?
But I like
what happened?
Good day to get going.
We don't think that
it is a good day to get it on or to get going. Hope is with us. Dr. Okay. Jay Kumar is here. What?
It's a good day to get it on. Yeah, it's a good day as any.
I didn't. I wasn't. I couldn't hear all of what was going on. Hello. Can I take my program back now?
Sorry,
everybody talking.
Please.
Yeah. I couldn't hear a lot of what was going on in the last half hour. Somehow the technology doesn't agree with me.
You didn't miss it.
Or sometimes. Really? That's good to know. But I know that I will miss something if I don't pay attention to Dr. Jay Kumar, who's here with us on the Good Day program. Dr. Jay Kumar, his website is so full of wonderful items that will be helpful to you no matter what your stage in life, what your status is. Jay has a great way of boiling down a lot of personal issues so that you get the best by listening to what he has to say here and reading into what it is that he's covering. I had a bottom line sort of basic question here based on some reading that I did. When I travel a lot, Jay, and everybody here knows I get dangerous because there are all kinds of things that I come across that I like to use. We all need to be provocative, and sometimes I don't get a chance to read as much provocative stuff as I might just keeping up with what's going on. And when I saw this basic overview of a lady trying to understand the difference between happiness and joy, I thought this is perfect for us. Let me just kind of go around the room here. We're in a virtual room because most people who listen to the program know that we're not all together. I happen to be in Phoenix this morning. Jay's in Los Angeles. Jennifer is in a different part of L.A. Roberta's in New York. Richie's in Washington. But it sounds like we're all around the same kitchen table each day as we're having our conversations. And so I go around the room now and start with Roberta. Can you easily define the difference between happiness and joy?
Yeah, I think happiness is just the contentment that you find day to day. And joy are those individual moments where you see something and go, oh, it's so good to be alive. Mm-hmm. So one is a long-term thing.
Right.
So one I would say would be a chronic, and one would be acute. So happiness would be chronic, and joy would be acute.
But they're not diseases, right, though. Just good.
Well, they're not diseases. Yeah. Right. Well, they're diseases of good stuff.
Diseases of good stuff, exactly.
All right, Jennifer, how would you...
I think you need to have happiness to have joy, but I think joy is maybe supremo to happiness. I think you can be happy and not experience true joy. Joy is like Disneyland. You know, when you're a kid, joy is very childlike, I think. And it when you get that overwhelming sense of just contentment, happiness in the moment, I don't know. I think joy is a little stronger of a word than happiness.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Richie?
When I was 22 years old, I dated this girl named Joy, and I was pretty happy then.
Okay. That's it. I'll boil down to that. All right. So Jay, with you, the difference between happiness and joy, because there is a difference.
There is. And you know, it's so funny. This is so timely. I just started teaching my university courses this semester, and one of the new courses I'm teaching is actually a course called Happiness, Exploring Its Scientific and Spiritual Foundations. Uh-huh. And so this is a perfect topic for me to share with you today. So the distinction between happiness and joy. I feel, kind of touching what Roberta said, and Jennifer as well, joy is temporary.
Wait. You don't identify with my comments about joy?
I enjoy as well. She's a wonderful person, I'm sure.
We went out for a week.
Okay. Anyway, but so again, joy is temporary. Putting it that way.
Yeah, it was.
joy is contingent upon external factors and conditions that actually in the brain fire a different mechanism, which what we call short-term happiness, which is fleeting. It's temporary, and it's generally. Joy is a reaction to something which is external in our world. We get joy when we, go to Disneyland. You know, as Jennifer said, we get joy when we see a loved one we haven't seen like in ages. We get joy when we experience eating our favorite food. Joy is very connected to pleasure. And pleasure is distinct from what we, in neuroscience, distinguish as long-term happiness. Happiness, as we're defining it, as I'm defining it, and for you all here, is not contingent upon anything external. Happiness is who you really are. It's this deeper level of contentment, satiety, a deeper sense of well-being that is there regardless of any external circumstances in your life.
I'm trying to listen to you and compare not only what Jennifer and Roberta and Richie, whose basic comment was meaningless anyway, the thing about happiness and joy. I am sort of on the opposite side. I think if I'm hearing you correctly, maybe this is good because it will clarify it. Learning, going to school, I'm just going to give you a little personal insight. I loved going to school, and I get great joy out of it as an adult, thinking back to when I was in school and learning. I wasn't always happy taking tests. I wasn't always happy with the professors or the teachers that I had. I wasn't always happy with the experiences that I had with some of my classmates. But in a long-term sense, learning is a joyous experience for me.
Mm.
How does that shake with what it is that you are teaching your students?
Well, that's great. You know, that's a good example that you just gave there, Doug. What I think you hit on is that, you know, there's such a subtle semantic difference between happiness and joy, just the words themselves. We can, as you said, we can just be completely have a joy of learning, a joy of dancing, a joy of singing. But those really are temporary. So you get a joy of learning when you're in school, when you're in.
But I think what I'm hearing you say is the opposite of what I was thinking, and I'm not challenging you. I just think it's interesting. It sounds to me like you're thinking that happiness is a long-term effect of an experience, and joy is a short-term experience or result of an experience. And if I'm hearing you correctly, I think that's what I'm hearing you say.
Okay, you are. You know, and I think I don't want to, you know, say that your view is incorrect and mine's
no. You know, it's not about right and wrong. It's just interesting that you interpret it the way that you did versus the way I interpret it.
I think this is a great way maybe to help clarify this. I'm defining happiness and joy not from a strictly emotional subjective component, but also adding the neuroscience piece into it. There are different neurochemicals that get released in our brain when we experience pleasure and joy versus long-term, you know, deep-rooted happiness.
Let's say you have somebody like Saddam Hussein who got joy out of something totally different than most people get joy. Yeah. Is it the same mechanism?
Yes, it is. So we can experience joy in the pain of others.
Or Mother Teresa, who was helping a leper and got joy out of helping that person.
Right. You know, so the same neurochemicals, dopamine, serotonin, would be released in the brains of Mother Teresa.
Okay, but let's examine this a little bit further because this is very intriguing. So what else is, if the same things are released that make you feel like this event, whatever it is pleasurable or full of joy, how is it that the initial action is so different? That is, Saddam Hussein got pleasure out of watching people be tortured. That was joy, a joyful experience for him. Whereas for most of us, it's horrible. And yet, then somebody else, you know, whoever you want to come up with. Mother Teresa and what she did gave her joy.
In a horrible circumstance, got joy out of helping people who are in horrible circumstances. The total opposite.
Right. So what Jay's saying is that the chemicals are the same, but there's got to be some chemical in there before that that differentiates between one kind of joy and another kind of joy.
Well, you know, I don't want to put like a polarity on like good joy versus bad joy. It's just the same.
You know, joy is joy no matter how it's derived or where it's derived.
Joy is subjective. Joy is individual to the person. You know, joy is this like, you know, Mother Teresa versus Saddam Hussein versus you and I are going to experience joy from different things. But happiness doesn't require any external conditions. It doesn't require any external factors to be derived. We're finding in the brain that there are different mechanisms and components in different areas of the brain that light up when people experience temporary states of what we call euphoria or joy or pleasure, if you will. And a whole different set of neurochemicals get released. And of course, as the kind of extreme example we use here, which is kind of poignant, you know, Saddam Hussein and Mother Teresa both experience, let's say, joy from very polar opposite actions. But happiness is, Mother Teresa, Saddam Hussein was a happy person?
Well, it's hard to.
Who knows?
I mean, I spent a weekend in his house and slept in the bedroom where one of his sons lived, and I wouldn't tell you there was anything about that experience that was happy.
Well, I bet they were happy in their own sick way, though.
They were. They're probably happy. You know, you're right, Jennifer. They're probably happy in their own sick way.
He was on the top of the world for a while, you know, with his palace and his power, and he probably loved all that.
Right. But here's the thing: take all that away, would he still be happy?
No.
There you go.
He was living in a hole in the ground. I would imagine that's when his happiness faded. Right.
Probably. So that's what the point of just...
You know, and it's funny, Jay, you know, you see these people who you think, oh, my God, I feel so sorry for that poor person and their little teeny life or whatever it is, and they're just skipping through life, not a care in the world, happy as can be, and you're just like, how is it that they, you know, like these people just skipping down the road with these dumb grins on their face, and they're just so happy, and you're just like, God, how can that person be happy? They've got nothing.
They got nothing. And this is the thing. You can be happy and still have, you know, one thing, happiness is socially and culturally relative. You know, we define happiness like based on what our media tells us, you know, we should be happy. Hey, buy this like product, be happy. You've got to have, you know, the perfect wife, the perfect husband, the perfect job, the perfect house, perfect car, then you'll be happy. That's not actually happiness. That's actually joy and pleasure. You know, you'll derive pleasure and joy from buying this product or having this thing in your life. But true, genuine happiness requires no external conditions. It requires nothing that is material. And, you know, Rich, you gave a great example. You know, all of us have probably, if you've traveled around the world to developing countries, as you kind of just said, Rich, some people have very little, you know, in terms of material or financial means. And they are some of the joyous and happiest, content, smiling people you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, it's amazing how different experience. We are so used to the finer things in life here. Have no idea unless you. I remember being at Mother Teresa's hospital in Addis Ababa, watching the people, hundreds and hundreds, lined up all day long to get a meal of porridge cooked in a big pot under a fire. And they get their scoop of porridge, they'd eat it, and they go back and stand in line and wait for the next feeding 18 hours. That was their whole life. That's all they did. And I remember looking at a guy, I can see this man's face and his teeth right now, looked at me as I was walking around there, just smiled and smiled and smiled. He was just happy to get something to eat so that he wouldn't die of starvation. I mean, he knew what the consequences were, to be sure. So it really is. It's all relative. Jay, you always get us to think. Thank you. Dr. Jay Kumar. Check out drjkumar.com, a great website full of things that will help you make it through the day. Let me help you help us help the Purple Heart Service Foundation. These are a dedicated group of men and women that are supposed to see that veterans who are not being helped by the government when they come back out of the service are helped by others who really care. This is a 501c3 nonprofit organization looking to get you involved. In a sense, if you don't have any use for a vehicle or a boat or something that's laying around, perhaps you'd think about giving it, donating it, or maybe you get some cash, a little extra cash, credit card donation. All these things are completely tax deductible, and you help the Purple Heart Service Foundation do their good work. 877-743-1631 is the number. Don't sit around thinking about it. Help. 877-743-1631 for the Purple Heart Service Foundation.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
This multi-view report is brought to you by Crest. As the Emmy-nominated host of Fox's So You Think You Can Dance, Kat Deely knows a thing or two about confidence and has a tip that will allow you to look and feel your best this new year.
One of the most important things to me in my professional and personal life is maintaining a positive attitude and exuding confidence in everything I do. I always want to look and feel my best, which for me begins with a smile. Not only does a smile make you appear friendly, approachable, and most of all confident, but sharing it with others is so gratifying.
If you're looking for a whiter, brighter smile this year, Kat recommends Crest 3D White Arctic Fresh Toothpaste and Multicare Whitening Rinse. Also, visit the Crest 3D White Facebook page, and you can win a chance to attend a Hollywood event with Kat Deely herself. For more, visit 3DWhite.com. That's 3DWhite.com. Pets.com. I'm Danielle Adair.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster. Actually, he's a metaphor for the tiny price you'll pay for TurboTax software after we take $10 off TurboTax Deluxe Level or higher. $10 off is a big deal. Our gorilla, not so much. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. Offer ends February 2nd.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting, non-GMO, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Emotional and dramatic testimony on Capitol Hill. The issue? Gun violence and what to do about it. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Testimony from experts both for and against tightening firearm regulations. A Senate hearing held yesterday that began with an emotional appeal from former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords of Arizona, who continues to recover from being shot in the head in an assassination attempt in Tucson 2 years ago. Giffords, in a halting but determined speech, had her husband, astronaut Mark Kelly, by her side. They both addressed the Senate committee.
You must act. Be bold. Be courageous. Americans are counting on you.
Gabby's gift for speech is a distant memory. She struggles to walk, and she is partially blind. And a year ago, she left a job she loved, serving the people of Arizona.
Kelly added that the time for debate on gun control is over. There is no excuse for inaction, in his words. The CEO of the National Rifle Association also testified at the hearing, Wayne LaPierre, urging lawmakers to be honest about what works and what doesn't when it comes to preventing gun violence.
It's time to throw an immediate blanket of security around our children. About a third of our schools right now have armed security already because it works.
And among the others to testify, Gail Trotter of the Independent Women's Forum, who opposes new gun regulations. She said women need firepower to protect themselves and their children from home invaders. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Frank, can you read the grocery list back to me?
Sure. We got Samsung, Panasonic, Sony, LG.
I'm pretty sure I wrote ham, cheese, eggs, and asparagus.
Yep, that's what I said. Got it right here. What?
I'm just trying to make an omelet here, Frank.
Big screen TVs on the brain. Get to Sears before the game. Save $200 on a 52-inch RCA 1080p LED TV, only $499.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer ends Q213C-Store or Sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
On Wall Street, the markets were down a bit yesterday. The Dow lost 44 points, closing at 13,910. S&P lost 6. NASDAQ gave back 11. Crude oil prices up another 37 cents a barrel, finishing at $97.94. The Federal Reserve keeping key lending rates near zero. The target range for the Fed funds rate will remain at 0 to 0.25%. It has been in that range since December of 2008. So, what's in a name? Well, Research in Motion, also known as RIM, is changing its name to BlackBerry. Company President and CEO Torsten Hines announced the surprise name change at the unveiling of the BlackBerry 10 yesterday.
From this point forward, RIM becomes BlackBerry.
Hines called it a new day in the history of BlackBerry, saying the company has completely reinvented itself. Analysts say the Canadian smartphone maker is staking its entire future on the newly redesigned BlackBerry 10. Closing notes. First, are you hosting or going to a Super Bowl party this Sunday? Yeah, this kind of party. Chips, dip, brewskis, chicken wings. But hold it. Hold it! There have been reports there might be a chicken wing shortage, with chicken production down due to higher corn prices caused by the drought. Tom Super is with the National Chicken Council. Yes, Super really is his last name. He says chicken wing supply will be down only slightly for the big game.
We're projecting a 1% less consumption rate for the Super Bowl, but certainly not a shortage by any means.
For those of us who love our wings, that's good news. You can go back to that party now. There you go. And finally, some Beyonce news for you. Yes, we remember Inauguration Day, but this has nothing to do with that. Beyonce is scheduled to perform at halftime for the Super Bowl this Sunday. The NFL's Vice President of Communications telling TMZ that reports of Beyonce being difficult to work with are false. There have been reports that Beyonce has made extravagant requests, including a demand that the backstage nursery for her daughter, Blue Ivy, be kept at exactly 26 degrees Celsius at all times, which is just under 79 degrees Fahrenheit. Again, the NFL says this is not true. But speaking of Blue Ivy, the one-year-old daughter of Beyonce and Jay-Z, there's a rumor that Blue Ivy is actually not crying here, that she's lip-syncing this.
Well, if she's lip-syncing, she's doing a good job, I'll tell you that. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.